So I'll give a translation of the song with an interspersed commentary. This song is describing the transcendental activities and qualities of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Who is Balaram Avatar? Rajendranandan Jay Shachi Sutra Hoilo Shay Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Just as Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so also Balaram has come as Nityananda. So the principal quality that's being praised here is his extraordinary compassion upon the fallen souls. Today is Nityananda Trayodashi, that is why especially we're today focusing on Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So the first quality that's described here about Lord Nityananda is akrodha, non-anger. He is not angry. Now Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram Avatar. And those who are familiar with the topics of Lord Balaram described in Srimad Bhagavatam will know that Balaram can get very angry. For instance, once there was Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini, who is, of course is the wife of Krishna, he was cheating in a game of dice, and Balaram didn't like that, so he picked up his famous club and smashed Rukmi on the head, and that was the last mention of Rukmi in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And an Atman. Another time, Balaram was dancing with the gopis, with his own gopis, in the Vrindavan forest, and he called Yamuna to come close so that he could bathe in her. But she didn't want to come because she thought he was drunk. So in anger, he's using his famous plow. He's famous as Gadadha, which means the holder of the club, and also as Haladha, the holder of the plow. So with his plow, he wanted to drag Yamuna close to him, at which she became very afraid and automatically came before him. On another occasion, when the son of Krishna named Samba kidnapped the daughter of Duryodhana named Lakshmana from her Swayamvar, then all the great heroes of the Kuru dynasty became very angry and forcibly captured Samba and imprisoned him.
Lakshmana
And Balaram, he was friends with both sides of the family, both of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. So he went, the Kauravas and the Yadus. So on this occasion, actually, even Yudhishthira and company, they sided with Duryodhana. So at this time when the Kauravas and the Pandavas together spoke badly of the Yadavas, of the Yadus, of the Yadu Vansha, considering them inferior, which means they also considered Krishna inferior, Balaram became very angry. And at that time, using his plow, he also started to drag the capital of the Kauravas, namely Hastinapur, toward the Yamuna. So these are some examples of Balaram's transcendental anger. But Nityananda Prabhu is here described as akrodha, non-angry. But actually in the descriptions of Nityananda Prabhu we find also instances of his transcendental anger. But such transcendental anger is far preferable to mundane non-violence. As is evidenced by the whole message of Bhagavad Gita. As is evidenced by the whole message of Bhagavad Gita, in which Lord Krishna induced Arjuna to the pacifistic Arjuna, he was induced to fight by Krishna. In the middle of the two armies, Arjuna suddenly became a pacifist. Hanuman is famous for always chanting Ram Nam very peacefully. But what he's really famous for is for acting as the chief fighter in the Vanara army of Lord Ram and burning Lanka. So when it's stated here, akrodha, that Lord Nityananda is not angry, this means that he has no mundane anger. Mundane anger is one of the three gates to hell. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodhas tata lobhas tasmat trayam etat tyajet. Lord Krishna says there are three gates to hell, namely kama, krodha, and lobha. Therefore, these three should be given up. And dwaram nashanam, they destroy the self. But But the anger of Bhagavan, just like yesterday we were discussing the anger of Varaha Devi against Hiranyaksha, that is not only not contaminating, but hearing about it and appreciating it is most purifying. So Nityananda Prabhu is described as Akrodha Paramananda. He is situated in topmost bliss. Even when he is sometimes apparently angry, that is another expression of his transcendental bliss. He is called Nityananda, which means always happy. This is only Bhagavan and those who are dedicated to Bhagavan can have permanent happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. But the happiness of this material world is the Vidyapati, the poet Vidyapati has described as like a drop of water in a desert. Samudram, no, Marustala. Marustale, ek bindu, like a drop of water in the desert. Just like if you're in Rayalaseema, out in the, away from any town, in Jyeshtha, in the months, summer months, you'll become very thirsty because it's very hot here. But there's no water. Rayalaseema is dry. So you're drying, dying from dryness. And you're calling out, Niru, Niru, Niru. And someone comes and says, don't worry, I brought some water for you. So just open your mouth and put out your tongue. And you get one dropper and drop one drop of water on your tongue. So it's water, but it doesn't satisfy. So like that, the happiness of this material world is we're suffering terribly, and the so-called happiness is insufficient to fulfill our need. And just to stretch the example further, if that water, that one drop of water also is mixed with potassium cyanide, then the apparent, whatever tiny, tiny, tiny little pleasure we can get from it, ultimately destroys us. Poison. It's very terrible poison, we can say that. Visham visham. Visham is one word which means very great and alright. So, we can. What is the happiness in this material world? In the modern age, they're advertising, oh, modern progress, it's so great. You see, now we have so many machines to make us happy. But actually in the modern age, people are in more anxiety than ever before. Previously in traditional society, people didn't have to worry about food. I mean, food was there. They didn't have to worry about employment. Everyone had some employment. Of course, everyone says the caste system is very bad. And of course, there were various discrepancies within it. But one thing, everyone had some employment. The barber's son became a barber, the potter's son became a potter, and so on. But nowadays, people, they have to move a long way from their home, and everyone had a place to live. There was no big anxiety for residents. But modern life means everyone's in anxiety over the basic necessities. Just like Radha Kan Prabhu here, he studied in Yemiganu. Huh? Oh, was it? But you were here for some time? Oh, I see. I see. All right. He studied in Karnul. And he has a good job in Bangalore. Good job means what's considered a good job? What is considered a good job? But even in the good job, people are always in anxiety. Oh, the company may fold up or they may throw me out. And everyone, you have to work so hard just to get basic food. And for residents, you say you have to take a loan, and then you're always in anxiety for paying it off over many years. Previously, people didn't work so hard, and they had enough food, and they had a residence, and they didn't have to get in a lot of anxiety. They didn't have to wait until they were like 40 to get married, or the girls until they were 30. Life went on very naturally. Of course, I'm not criticizing Radha Kan Prabhu. It's just, you know, everyone sucked into the modern system. What can you do? But I'm just giving it as an example that even the people with the so-called good jobs, they're also, it's not just the rickshaw drivers, but everyone is in anxiety. So, in modern life, everyone is in anxiety, there's great stress, there's tremendous hard work just for the basic necessities. We don't see so many young men in this town, they've all gone. somewhere else, presumably Bangalore, Hyderabad, Bombay. They think that it's undignified to stay in a small town. So everyone's going to the big cities and working very hard, and if they can get some work, and having lots of anxiety and thinking that this is a better way of life. But Srila Prabhupada recommended, live simply, don't, and chant Hare Krishna. So this is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is described here as Abhimana Shunya. He's, anyway, that's, you can understand in Telugu also what that means. Abhimana Shunya. Even though he's sometimes demonstrates his transcendental anger at the atheists, he has no mundane sense of this abhiman. So it's described, he would wander around the town or the village. And he would go to every door, and especially to the persons who are considered very low in human society. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, there is no consideration. One has to be high caste or very wealthy or very highly educated. There's no distinction of caste or any mundane distinction. Everyone is welcome to join Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to every door and distribute the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, from external consideration, Nityananda Prabhu was from a high caste Brahmana family. From Kanya Kubja Brahmana. Formerly, there was the Pancha Gaura and the Pancha Dravida. India was divided into these 10 areas. Pancha Gaura. So one of the Pancha Gaura, or one of the areas of North India, was Kanya Kubja, which corresponds to, you could say, approximately modern UP. So even though he was from a very high class background, he would go to the houses of the outcast people. Now, according to caste rules, which were very strict up until recently, the outcast people cannot come in the area where the Brahmanas' houses are.
Tattva sthanamlo nijamaina kulamlo unna vallu brahmanu nivasistunna sthalam మనం దగ్గరికి కూడా వచ్చేదానికి అనుమతి లేదు. ఇది కొంతకాలం ముందు వరకు కూడా మనం చూసుకుంటాం.
For instance, the people who work with leather, they're not allowed in the agraharam. But Nityananda Prabhu went to their area. And shocked all the caste conscious people. And although such people are considered unfit for any form of dharmic anusthana or religious practices, he would say, now you take Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant the Mahamantra. Or rather, he would beg them to please accept the holy name. He would beg them with a straw between his teeth, which this is not practiced nowadays, but that's a traditional sign of expressing great humility. So he would say to everyone, you can purchase me, you simply worship Gaur Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by doing so, you will purchase me. Eto bole Nityananda bhume gori jai. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu would roll on the ground. Just looking like a golden mountain that was rolling in the dust. So out of great ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu would roll in the dust. So Lochanda says that what such an avatar, what is such a munificent avatar, anyone who does not have any attraction, whose attraction to Nityananda never awakened, such a person, Lochanda says about him, he's simply a sinful person. And he says about him that simply, elo or gelo, his life you can describe, he got born and he died. There's nothing meaningful in his whole life. So, people should know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. All over the world today, devotees, members of the ISKCON Hare Krishna movement, they are celebrating this Nityananda Trayodashi. In our temples, there will be big festivals. With lots of kirtan, and especially on this day in many centers, they like to go outside in the streets of the cities chanting the holy names in pursuance of the practice of Nityananda Prabhu, who did this. So gradually all these practices should be introduced here in this town and in this taluka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Prithivite Ache Jatanagara Digram Savatra Pracha Hoibe Moranam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jyotisham Chepparu Prati Pallaturu Lomo Prati Nagaram Lomo Prati Gramam Lomo Na Peru Pracharam Hoibe.
And through the agency especially of Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, this is coming true. Srila Prabhupada is empowered with the potency of Nityananda Prabhu. To move among the most fallen people. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu is famous as Patit Pavan Avatar for saving the most fallen. But even the most fallen people in India are still more elevated than the people in the West, spiritually.
Nityananda Prabhu, Patita Pavanani, Pedro, Parama Patitra, Uddarija Vada. If Bharata Desam Lona, Patita, Pachata Desha, Patita, Uddarija Vada, Uddarija Vada,
people in the West are supposedly advanced materially, but their spiritual status is dismal means gloomy or not very good, you could say. Lamentable. But Srila Prabhupada has brought the transcendental light and bliss of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's teachings all over the world. And thus, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, received through Srila Prabhupada, all over the world, chanting is going on. Which chanting? I just said chanting. You jumped ahead there. No. I'm saying chanting, then which chanting? You don't have the word chanting. Chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we request you all to take up this chanting of the Maha Mantra as a daily function in your lives. Read Srila Prabhupada's books. Follow the directions given therein. Become a pure Vaishnava. And in this way, prepare yourself to exit from this miserable material world. And enter the Nitya Dhamma of Nityananda. Nityananda Dhamma, which means Golok Dhamma. We can all go. by His grace. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question, please? Well, if there's no question, then we presume that you agree with everything we say. So therefore you please join with us in chanting Hare Krishna. So now we'll distribute a little prasadamu. Few books are available there in English and Bengali. I'd like to thank all the Shyamananda Prabhu and all the other devotees here for receiving us nicely. It's very nice to see how his family and others are practicing Krishna consciousness at home. I'd like to thank all the Shyamananda Prabhu and all the other devotees here for receiving us nicely. It's very nice to see how his family and others are practicing Krishna consciousness at home. We'd like to see more people seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily, offering all their food to Krishna, and being fully serious about fulfilling the purpose of human life. Amarama Prabhu was suggesting, and I strongly endorse that if the local devotees here, those who are committed to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, can distribute his books systematically, that will be a great step forward in the preaching of Krishna consciousness in this area. So try to organize that. Nityananda Prabhu is most merciful, so you also please be very, very merciful to local people by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books.